Hi, my name is Tina Williams. I'm a local. I attend the Woodcroft Fellowship. So my story probably starts about 40 years ago when my mum attended her first revival fellowship meeting. And quite amazing because she came from a Greek Orthodox background, and at her first meeting, when we have prayer lines, she just asked for what everyone else had. She opened her mouth and she received the Holy Spirit and spoke with tongues. And from that moment, she taught myself and my brother the ways of the Lord. So I've always known that we can call out to the Lord and he can heal us. And at that time, my mum was also healed of anemia and thalassemia, which are two blood disorders that are incurable. So my mum actually came along because she was told about healing for herself and for myself. I was born with a hole in my heart and a heart murmur, and wasn't picked up till I was a little bit older, so they couldn't do surgery at 6 weeks old like they normally do. So consequently, I went on and I was a very sick child, and heart problems affect your whole life. So when I was baptised and by full immersion, and I spoke in tongues myself and received the Holy Spirit. And at the time, I got a real touch from the Lord, and I just knew I'd be healed. And my parents took me to the cardiologist, and at that time I was told within the next 12 months, if I was stronger and I had to take some medication, they would perform the open heart surgery to close my hole and to try and correct the murmur. And my dad had decided the week prior to my appointment that he would pray and fast until I was healed. He said Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days and he was willing to do that. So I knew I was going to be healed from, as a 10-year-old. And when we went to that appointment, my parents actually said to the surgeon she won't be needing the surgery because the Lord will heal her. And, we got the funny looks. But the next day, I was quite sick, very, very sick actually, and I stayed home from school, and I remember just having a lot of pain in my chest and really, really unwell. And I remember I was just laying on the couch and I suddenly had very severe pains, and to the point where I passed out, and my parents found me unconscious. And they obviously laid hands on me and prayed for me, but rushed me to the hospital. And my mum and dad believe I had died at that moment. My mum was in the back seat with me doing CPR, and my dad was fervently praying in tongues. And by the time we got to the hospital, they asked for my cardiologist to test my heart because I came to, and they just instantly knew that I'd been healed. And I think they thought my parents were a bit crazy at the hospital because they kept demanding that they check my heart, which was only, the day before they checked it. So the same cardiologist who checked me the day before did all the same heart tests, whatever they do, echoes and cardiograms and ultrasound. And he actually couldn't believe it. He actually wrote miracle across my yellow folder at the Children's Hospital. He said even if he performed the surgery, that he could not get rid of the murmur. It was impossible to completely get rid of a murmur. And that's 40 years of being a surgeon, heart surgeon. So it was an amazing miracle. He said he actually wrote on the notes spontaneously closed. So, and he said my parents actually asked him that exact question the day before, can it spontaneously close? Because they'd read some brochures and they said, no, that's only if when you're born, it closes within the first 6 weeks. So that was an amazing miracle. But as I went on in life, every time I went to doctors, I actually had to say what my history was, any medical history, any heart problems, tick, yes. What's the story? Healed by God. And so always constantly explaining myself. They always took precautions every time, even if I had a dentist appointment. Anyway, when I was pregnant, with my first child. It was the same hospital that I attended, and I was 16 weeks pregnant, and a cardiologist came in and he told me that I needed to terminate my pregnancy because they found a very strong murmur in my heart, and he told me I wouldn't be able to survive giving birth. And he said a normal birth is 10 hours, and he said my heart couldn't sustain it. I could have a very healthy child, but my heart couldn't sustain it. And I asked them to leave the room, and I was by myself, and I just prayed quietly in tongues, and I just said to the Lord, live or die, it's up to you. You know, whatever I need to do, I'm not going to terminate my pregnancy, but it's up to you. And I went away and I just trusted the Lord. I had the most amazing peace. The Bible talks about a peace that passes all understanding. And I had this amazing peace. And I went on to have a 20-hour labour. And my heart was strong. And the murmur had disappeared within a few weeks. And then when I had my second child, I had a 40-hour labour. So the Lord really tested my heart. So I can really praise the Lord that he's given me hope. And then, you know, I had a daughter who actually broke her neck at 2 years old, jumping on the bed. And all I could do was pray in tongues and call out to the Lord in tongues because words failed me and she was raised from the dead. So I can really praise the Lord that I've got lots of stories to share. So if you want to hear more, come and ask me. Praise the Lord.
Peter Moore from the Central Coast. So I'll bring greetings from New South Wales. Adelaide, you're doing a stellar job this weekend. It's fantastic. Isn't it amazing? In Revelation, the Bible talks about an innumerable company of people of under all nations under heaven, all cultures, standing before the throne of God and praising him. And isn't it awesome? And such a privilege to see it here, God building this kingdom in our time. It's a real blessing. So tonight, my task is just to talk about the theme, Can I Be Healed? And you might be here tonight and you might have had someone tell you that God can heal you. And you might have come here just out of curiosity. You may not have even really believed that that's possible. Can God heal you? Yes. Yes, he can. God wants to do a great and miraculous work in your life. And God knew that we humans needed healing, so he sent Jesus Christ. In Psalms, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their distresses. When Jesus walked the earth, he went through the towns healing every kind of disease and illness. So even if your condition is rare, Jesus Christ can heal you tonight. He healed all that came to him. There's something to think about as we look at some scriptures tonight. God heals everything. There's nothing too big, too small, or too deep. Now, you've just heard my wife share her story. She's the beautiful blonde lady. Any atheist in the room, you now know there's a God. People say to me, do you believe in God? And I say, I can't not believe. I could try to live in denial, but I can't not believe in him because I've seen him do too many things. One example in Vanuatu, when we were over there, we came to this house. There was an elderly lady, one of her arms was paralysed, her legs from the waist down, she was paralysed. She hadn't walked for 3.5 years. She motioned that she wanted to get baptised. A few of us carried her into the water, into the ocean, great ocean to baptise people in Vanuatu. I baptised her, she came up out of the waters and she spoke forth in tongues. And the next thing she did was to stand up and walk out of that water unassisted. She wouldn't stop walking. We followed her up the next day. She was doing housework. She was completely and utterly healed. And we didn't even ask God to heal her body. He just did. Healing like that is revelation. Something that was impossible one moment is now evidenced and seen real and tangible, experienced in front of our eyes. But some healing needs can't be seen externally, can they? A broken heart, the results of emotional abuse or long-term physical abuse, fears, a troubled mind, mental illness, anxiety, depression. Do we need these healings in our time today? We do. The great news is Jesus Christ came for all of those healing needs to be met as well. Some healing is also part of a process, but these healings are just as miraculous. Every time God intervenes, it's just as miraculous. So tonight I want to just share a couple of things about trusting God in the process and really the healing within. Jesus Christ came to perform the healing within. In Jeremiah 33, if you've got a Bible and you want to turn there, verse 2 and 3, God says there, I am the creator, I am the maker thereof. And he says, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you, reveal to you great and mighty things that you didn't before know or you had not yet seen. Katie, my wife, also suffered from endometriosis. The best specialist, self-confessed, in Asia Pacific diagnosed her. He said, you are not likely, you're not able to have children. We had prayed for healing for this for years. And one day when I was praying, this thought came to me, maybe God wants to reveal something. He wants to show us something. And so rather than focusing solely on this one need, we then stepped back and we said, God, your God, show us, reveal to us if you're anything you want us to know. And the next day, Katie came to me. She said, I know what it is. She said, I can believe God will love anyone else enough to send Jesus Christ to die just for them, but I don't believe it for me. Maybe some of us can struggle with that same thought. But the power of her next statement, I'll never forget. She said, I know that when I believe this, I will be healed of endometriosis. Quote, end quote. And I'm like, whoa, that is an amazing statement. 2 weeks later, around that time, she awoke in the morning already praying in tongues. And within her, she knew that she believed the love of God for her, that he would send Jesus Christ just for her. The symptoms stopped. She was completely healed. Not only that, but that same specialist, she then later went through a laparoscopy, a procedure, and then we met with this specialist afterwards. He was counseling himself in front of us. He says, I know I've done the most operations on this disease. I know you had it. I found nothing. And I cannot explain why your symptoms have ceased. We now have two handsome boys here tonight. Praise God. Three things in that story. The revelation of the heart of the matter. The faith to even believe the love of God and the physical healing were all gifts from God. Not earned. Gifts from a gracious and wonderful God. This was greater than a physical healing. This was directly connected to the transformation God was making within Katie. And many times we want God to work on our body, don't we? Work on me, Lord. Take away that pain and heal me. And he does. But are we prepared to let him work within us? The healing within. Divine healing always leads us to one thing. God. So if you want to be healed by God tonight, prepare to be brought closer to God. Jesus healed everything and everyone, but he didn't come just to heal a few people's natural bodies. He did. He paid the price for every healing, but he came to perform a healing on the soul of humanity, the healing within. Every physical healing he did demonstrated his authority and his power to perform an eternal healing upon people. As Katie mentioned, 16 years, severe depression and anxiety. And she said to me, "I'm not going to live anymore," one night. She was 3 months away from having our second child, and it was a really, really desperate time. We could hardly pray. We could hardly say the words. The next morning, I had to commute to Sydney for work. One of the hardest decisions I ever made was to go, should I go, should I stay? And I felt I need to go. I need to talk to my bosses. I need to get some time off. I was sitting on the train, crying my eyes out. I live at Woi Woi, so that's not unusual for someone to do that, maybe. I said to the Lord out loud, "Lord, I need you to give me something now, right now." And I opened the Bible to James chapter 5. And the words leapt off the page, "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And in an instant, the meaning of those words was more than the letters on the page. I knew what we had to do. And it was a revelation from the Lord. I came home and told Katie, "I had a revelation from the Lord." She didn't have the same revelation for 3 days. It was a little bit of a struggle, but I had this calm assurance. God has showed me this revelation. Anyway, as Katie told you, she was completely healed. I want to tell you something else that she doesn't normally tell people. She had trauma happen to her in her HSC year, year 12. Before that, she was a really high-achieving student. She had a complete breakdown. She had to quit. She couldn't finish her HSC, her year 12 exams. And then many years later, after she was healed, she said to me, "I want to study." She went back and she studied for 6 years. Her average grade for 6 years was a high distinction. She won the faculty medal and the university medal. They don't normally give one person both. And at the graduation ceremony, they said they want her to speak to all the graduates, the whole cohort, everyone in their fancy dress, the staff. And she got up there and she testified how by the grace of God, he had healed her. What a great moment. Victory, emphatic victory for the Lord. We've got to come to God with faith. But sometimes we think about faith as faith in a moment, to achieve this healing right now or this answer. But God also teaches us. He wants us to walk by faith, to trust him as he transforms us. Philippians 1 verse 6. "Be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." God wants to do a great and miraculous work in your life. And as we've heard today, the way he starts the work, the way he continues the work each day, and the way he will complete the work is by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God within you, which you can receive tonight. Yeah, as humans, we tend to get stuck on the why and how. Why has this happened to me? How can God possibly fix me? Well, Job, in the scriptures, people believe maybe the oldest book written in the Bible, he needed healing on every level, didn't he? The loss of family members, the health of his physical body, and his friends spent a lot of words trying to answer the question, why? But when God spoke, he answered Job, not with why, but with who God is. If you want to know and be known of God tonight, receive the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus came. In that day, you will know, the Bible says in John 14. I haven't given you these examples of the things God's done in our life, and it has changed our life, for you to try to work out how God will meet your need. But just to encourage you, come to him tonight. Don't hold anything back. Don't say, "You can do this work on me, but I don't want you to work within me." Invite him to do the miraculous work within you tonight. God's work within you will be healing. It'll be revelation. It will be transformation. He will start and he will complete the work within you. And I guess it's a good time to ask, why have you come here tonight? Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard these things. Maybe you've come off the street. Maybe a friend has invited you here tonight. Have you come to be healed? Jesus Christ can heal you tonight. Why has God drawn you here? That's a bigger question. God always wants to give us more than we even realize that we can receive. Tonight, come forward. If you've been here in our fellowship for many years and you've come here maybe out of habit tonight, that's good. But if you have a need in your life, you've just heard testimony after testimony after testimony. Tonight can be the night that you are healed. Step forward in faith. Don't hold anything back and let him heal you. God bless you all.